The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on Newstalk.
Plans by the government to oppose a so-called latte levy of at least 20 cent on disposable paper cups are facing a campaign of resistance from those in the industry. The levy is set to be 20%, but the potential is in the circular economy bill to raise it to 1 euro if the 20% or the 20 cent levy doesn't have an effect. And otherwise, if people say, ah, feck it, here's 20 cent, gimme me paper cup, then they can hike it to a euro. I'm joined now on the Hard Shoulder by Martin McCaffrey, who's owner of Dash Coffee Container in the Phoenix Park. Martin, first of all, do you think the 1 euro would be sufficient to make people say, that's it, I'm changing my ways and I'm going to start bringing my own cup?
I think the 1 euro levy would have a catastrophic impact on the coffee business, because it's effectively 33% of your cost of your coffee. So what we have done is we have sourced and done a collaboration with a sustainable coffee cup made out of coffee grounds. So it's an interesting project, an eco coffee cup made out of coffee grounds. And we intend to sell that coffee cup at the cost of the coffee cup to us. So that coffee cup would effectively be 10 to 12 euros, but we in turn will give 3 to 4 coffees back in return. So effectively, each and every one of our customers will get a free eco coffee sustainable cup. So that's the way we're embracing the initiative, and I think you do have to embrace initiatives to move with sustainability.
That's a keep cup, Martin, is it?
It's a keep cup made from coffee grounds. So it's a new diversion from the ordinary keep cup. This is made from coffee grounds, from coffee that has already been used, compressed and made into a cup.
Undoubtedly, you would have looked into this for your own business. Is it not possible to create a compostable, eco-friendly, disposable cup at the kind of cost that would be bearable for a business like yours?
Well, the eco cost of a cup for our business would be, say, 20 pence, 30 pence. But if the government are saying it's a euro is the new levy to be put on the cup, we thought that a better option was to effectively give customers a free cup and link it into the price of the cup with free coffees. So that's our way around this issue. And I think it's going to be a pretty successful initiative.
Is there much in the way of demand for this, Martin? Do you see much in the way of customers without the levy already being in place, arriving with their own cups and asking for the coffee in there?
I think there's a huge demand, because the coffee cup we're looking at is a compressible coffee cup. So it's literally only 5 centimetres wide. You press it down when you finish it, put it into a waterproof container, waterproof bag, and bring it to work, wash it, and then bring it back the next day. So we think this is a very exciting opportunity for us and an exciting opportunity for the customer.
We're joined as well by Sive O'Neill, who's lecturer in climate policy and environmental politics at DCU. To some extent, Sive, the wind was taken out of the sails of this movement by COVID, wasn't it? Because we were starting to migrate people onto keep cups and refills rather than disposables. And then suddenly we got hit with the pandemic, which meant that the last thing you wanted to be doing was handing a cup back and forth to somebody.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on, Anton, and congratulations to Martin on what sounds like a fantastic initiative there. Absolutely, there was a kind of downward pressure, driven by consumer awareness and also by some retailers facilitating people bringing in their own cups and even creating little washing stations, depending on the type of coffee machines that were available. And then when COVID came along, of course, we moved into an incredibly wasteful kind of throwaway culture out of necessity, I suppose. But just to say that I think that while some of the initiatives, including the example that Martin was giving there about companies responding to this initiative by looking at alternative packaging options, it's important to bear in mind that the initiative the government is introducing is around supporting the circular economy. It's trying to eliminate, where possible, the use of single-use plastic and packaging. Now, that's slightly complicated when some of the packaging is now theoretically compostable. But from an environmental point of view, it's still a form of waste. And waste has to go somewhere. It goes into the bin on the street or into your domestic refuse. And in all likelihood, it goes into that big chimney in Ringsend and just gets turned into smoke. Unfortunately, we don't have a solution that is going to be effective unless we address the source of the issue, which is essentially the use of single use items, which is a very recent thing in Irish society. If you're of my vintage, nobody had cups of tea and coffee out and about until about 10, 15 years ago. It's a new phenomenon, and I understand that lots of businesses have sprung up around this. It's a kind of a fun culture. It gets people, you know, socializing on the street, and God knows it was our only form of sanity during the COVID crisis. But I think we have to take a hard look at what's actually proposed here. And it's not a punitive measure to try to punish industry or make people lose jobs or anything like that. It's an environmental initiative that's introducing a cost, you know, proportionate to the environmental impact of the item.
Well, on the proportionality of it, Saif, is it proportionate to the impact that it will have on the consumer? Because if you're in a queue spending, €3.50 on about 35 cents worth of coffee beans and some milk, will 20 cent make that big a difference to your buying behaviour?
Well, I can't really say, to be honest. Personally, I find that kind of consumption quite expensive. And, you know, I think that kind of takeaway coffee is really expensive.
But that's my point. If people are willing to pay that, will they blink at 20 cent? What's the difference between €3.50 for hot milk and a bit of coffee versus €3.70?
Yeah. Well, I actually don't know the answer, but I suspect that that's the reason why the regulations have been written as they have, giving the minister permission to increase the levy from 20 cent to a maximum of €1, depending on how it goes. But I would say that we do have some experience of this. When the plastic bag tax was introduced, there was a hullabaloo about that and very similar concerns raised by retailers. And to be honest, it was introduced very smoothly, and customers and householders and shoppers adapted very, very quickly. And people understood very quickly why it was being introduced. So I wouldn't underestimate the public willingness to make an effort. I think it's going to take some time. I hope that there'll be enough time for, you know, advertisements to be erected by the retailers and the coffee shops and whatever, so that people have an advance notice, because it would be a bit annoying if you turned up and you weren't expecting it. But the important thing is that we see this in the context of a waste management circular economy measure. And it's not, these kind of levies are a signal to us to change behaviour. They're a signal to the retailers and innovative people like Martin there to kind of source alternatives. And the alternatives will come, I have no doubt about it.
Well, speaking of people like Martin, there's a lot of sympathy, Martin, for people like you. Texts coming in saying things like, look, keep cups are unhygienic. I'll pay the levy and stick with disposable. Another, as a barista, there is nothing worse than getting a dirty keep cup from a customer. I know it's only something small, but for me, it's manky. Do you dread a life, Martin, where people are taking things that you know may not have been washed, that they've been glomming their mouth across for the last 2 days, and then they're handing to you across a counter?
Well, I think it's up to the customer themselves, not something we will have to address, a self-washing system where the customer presents the cup to the barista in a state that's acceptable to them. So I think that's probably number one is a sustainable keep cup, and number two is present the keep cup in a fashion that is acceptable to the barista and is acceptable to the customer to drink the coffee out of. So there's probably two steps in all this, but I think it probably is the way forward.
Martin, thank you. And thanks as well to Saif. That was Saif O'Neill, lecturer in climate policy and environmental politics at DCU, and Martin McCaffrey, owner of Dash Coffee Container in the Phoenix Park.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.